think the UK hauliers, although it is a massive blow the last week before Christmas, obviously they're going to have some downtime over Christmas anyway. But now I don't believe that anything will actually go out before Christmas, because if they do, the delays, the vehicles that are going to be stacking up now, even if it's lifted at midnight on Tuesday night, then I think the amount of vehicles that will be in the queue, not going to get out till Wednesday anyway. So, you know, it cuts it a bit fine. You know, 2-day journeys down to Spain or to the other side of Germany. So I think most UK haulers will just turn around and come back. And one of the worrying things is about fresh produce. I mean, certainly I know the fishing industry exports an awful lot of fish. And if they don't get that fish out to market and to France and to Belgium, then, you know, that fish will go to waste. So I think that it's quite important. There's a strategy from the government to actually get that fish back into the UK markets and encourage people to buy it, because, you know, we don't want it to go to waste. It's fresh. It's not a frozen product, most in most cases. So therefore, it needs to get back out on the shelves and people buy it. As for UK purchasing, I think that already the panic buying has started. There's stories about supermarkets being crowded first thing this morning. But I think it's probably unnecessary. I think that, you know, traditionally, last week on weekend was where all the product was going into the supermarket warehouses for distribution this week. I think like last minute things like dairy products like cream, everyone's cream in there, Christmas pudding, that's all UK, most of it's UK sourced. So there won't be a problem with that. And same with the vegetables. That's actually our favourite staple diet of Brussels sprouts. Love them or loathe them. They're mostly UK sourced. So I think that there's no real need for panic buying. There's no need for panic buying from the UK public because the material's there. I think the important thing is that we get a strategy in place for January, so that at least, you know, we've got a steady supply of all types of goods, not just foodstuffs, because hopefully we'll be on diets in January, but all sorts of material needed for the industry and certainly pharmaceuticals. I don't think that it's going to be a major issue. I think that obviously that's the supply chain there. They're still operating unaccompanied freight. So unaccompanied freight is probably going to be increased over the next few days. But I mean, the problem with that is the fact that for UK hauliers, we operate to a different standard to most European countries. As the fact that we are duty bound to any trailer we pull, we are duty bound to make sure it's been maintained in the same standards as our own trailers. But unfortunately, most European countries don't dictate those same standards. So potentially we have a risk for UK hauliers who then pick up new contracts with foreign hauliers picking up trailers. They could fall foul of that. So there's issues there. I mean, it's not a major issue, but there is, it is an issue. And I think one of the biggest issues we've got for drivers is that UK hauliers, I think most of them will just turn around and go back. There's some that will stick it out and, you know, say if they're off down to Spain, that'll probably have been over Christmas anyway. So, you know, it's not really the major issue. But for European hauliers in the UK, and they're still letting European hauliers in the UK now. So apparently the ferries are still offloading with trucks. You've got nowhere to go. Obviously they'll do a delivery and then come back down to Kent.
This morning, Grant Shapps made quite a big deal about the fact that 80%, I think he said, of haulage is unaccompanied. So he's kind of playing down the issues we're seeing on Kent's roads today. Is that something you agree with?
No, I question that. I definitely question that. But that's not a scenario from today's market. It's probably nearer 20%, because there was a time where we had facilities in Dover for unaccompanied trailers, but of course the port's got busier. It's in a very small space between the White Cliffs. It can't expand. The actual parking area for unaccompanied trailers is very small now. So it's very hard to expand there. I think there are unaccompanied trailers going to Purfleet and Tilbury. So they have, I believe, got busier, but it certainly isn't the 80% they're talking about. We're talking, you know, we're talking about upwards of 7,000 trucks a day on a normal day coming across the channel. So there's no way that the 80% of that is unaccompanied. So yeah, I think those figures are flawed. I can't quote the right figures, but I'd say it's somewhere nearer 20%.